www.thebeatmeister.com.
1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web at asashow.com. Email for the day brought to you by Gene Me. Carolyn in Las Vegas, Nevada says, I've been diagnosed for several years with a thyroid condition and have been taking Synthroid. I had a scan done this past week and I have some new lesions, which are a little bitty cysts that can be on the thyroid. The doctor told me to wait 6 months and do another scan. I'm a little worried. What do you think? Well, you definitely need to do what they tell you. I mean, again, your doctors have your best interest at heart. There's several different thoughts when it comes down to the thyroid, and when you get the little nodules on there, the natural side will tell you, or the alternative side really, will tell you that it has to do with an iodine deficiency. And actually, Dr. Bromstein did a lot of research on iodine in the thyroid and believes that a lot of the goiters and the nodules that are found on the thyroid are due to an iodine deficiency. You know, we're really deficient in iodine in our diet. In the 1950s, they took it out of our diet, so we don't really have it there. I mean, it used to even be in bread, but they replaced it with chlorine and bromide. And these are chemical compounds that are very toxic to the body. And, of course, they also are halides, which is in the same family chemically as iodine. When that happens, when you eat a lot of chlorine and bromide, they actually fill the receptor sites so that iodine, whenever you do get it in your diet, or if you get it from a multivitamin or salt or whatever, it can't bind to the receptors. And so the thyroid becomes depleted in the actual hormone that it, or the actual mineral that it needs, the trace mineral. So when that happens, the hormone production goes down, and you can lead to that low thyroid condition called hypothyroidism. So, you know, Caroline, there's a couple things you can do. You might want to go get an iodine test done and see what your levels are. That might be one of the issues that's going on. Very, very common, by the way. There's a little patch test you can do where you put a drop of iodine. It's a purple color, and you put it on your skin. It turns orange. If it disappears within 3 hours, then you're probably pretty deficient. You might want to follow up with a urine test from your physician, and that can verify it. But if it sits there for a long time, longer than 3, 4, or 5 hours, then you're probably okay, and it could be something else. And it depends. You know, I know they're going to retest, and they're going to talk about possibly doing something with it. A lot of docs really don't like it. They want to do a biopsy. Sometimes they want to check a little bit deeper. Just kind of follow what their guidelines are and do your own research so you feel confident about it. But, you know, again, it's the thyroid. It's a pretty big gland in the body. We lean on it a lot for metabolism, also for mental clarity, and it also regulates heart rate and rhythm. So thyroid is important. There's a lot of things you can do naturally for it. So your foods are very important. The adrenal glands, the pituitary gland, all of those need to be healthy because they all indirectly and directly work with the thyroid. So having that checked in blood test is important as well. All of those are big factors. Your goitrogenic foods, these are ones that can actually make the goiter worse if you eat a lot of them. Now, it's not just eating a little bit of these, but eating a lot, they say, that can cause that. Strawberries are one of them. I know, kind of crazy, isn't it? Strawberries. But then also broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, all those can be a really, you know, tough choice when it comes to messing with that thyroid gland. So anyway, a couple things to think about. Keep me posted. That's your email of the day brought to you by Gene Me. Gene Me is a powerful company that is out in cutting-edge research around genetics and genetic testing. You can find more information about them. Go to the website, asashow.com. Obese girls are much more likely to develop multiple sclerosis, they're saying now. America's obesity epidemic would be responsible for an increasing rate of pediatric multiple sclerosis, But according to a new study published by the Journal of Neurology, researchers have found that a risk of developing multiple sclerosis was 1.5 to 4 times as high for girls who were obese. So MS affects more than 2 million people worldwide. An estimated 8,000 to 10,000 children and teens have pediatric MS in the United States alone. The condition is more common in women than in men. Because of this, teenage girls are already at risk of developing MS. According to the study, obese teenage girls face the highest risk of developing MS in childhood. It's really interesting. In this neurology study, they found several things which were actually quite interesting, but they said over 900,000 children of varying weight classes were a part of this in the study, and about 50% were obese or overweight. So the correlation that they're finding between being overweight is very much up there. And that just goes to show you, I mean, literally the overweight epidemic that we have right now in this country is pretty amazing. And one thing we definitely want to do is make sure that we're on a crusade, at least I know I am, to allow people to get back to their original lifestyle plan, to get back to their goal weight, to thrive, to really go to the next level of their health, and really push through, knowing that it's behavior more than anything that we can encourage people with and make the changes. No matter who I talk to, whether it's kids or adults, the elderly, people want to get their life back. And when you wake up one day, and I know things can happen. I mean, stress happens. Life happens. It's funny because from a sarcastic manner, if somebody's over 100 pounds overweight, and if this is you, I just want you to listen to me for a minute. I say this in love. But, you know, the reality is the skinny person will say to the fat person, you know, you just didn't get fat overnight. So, like, at what point at 20 pounds overweight, did you let it get to 100 pounds overweight? But the person that's obese, and we'll just call it fat for what it is, you know, there's so many factors that go on with overeating. There's emotional factors. There's comforting that food has with people. It's just the overall comfort level. And it really does, it does come on in a very slow manner, and it takes time. But the person really doesn't recognize it because there's so much of an emotional attachment. There's low self-esteem. There's all these different mental factors that play into it. And I think that's where the struggle is. And so even with kids that are overweight, most kids don't really know they're getting fat and overweight. The parents do. And I think that that's a responsibility of the parents to really step up and make something happen. But, you know, the kids really don't. And so the risk of this pediatric MS is so high among the kids that are obese, and we're seeing the obesity just rise tremendously. So I think that if we can modify behavior, my point to all of that is if we can modify behavior and if we can make a difference in people's behavior and change that, the tools to get your weight back, to get your health back, to get things where it needs to be, because really when we do get weight off people, everything resolves. Any physician will tell you that the big three, diabetes, cholesterol, and high blood pressure, most of those resolve just when you take weight off people. So making an impact in people's health is pretty amazing. Chronic disease doesn't have to be so chronic if we can make some changes. And I think if more of us can make a difference and if more of us can make an impact in the daily lives of people and their choices, then I think we can come to a place where we can create people that, well, as a healthier nation, we could be. It's all about behavior. Change the behavior, change the person, and you make a difference in their overall life. 888-283-7272. We're going to get to questions when we come back out of this break. Let's just hang tight. Realize this, that the body can get sick, it can also get well. But you have to make the change. No one else can do it for you. And on this show, we want to... Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's welcome home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT. AT to 71700. That's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 20th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $15.94.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.34.14, $8.17.07 for a half ounce, or $408.54 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.34.14, $8.17.07, and $408.54.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We'll be right back.
Gropen, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to asashow.com. Now, here's the deal. When it comes to your health, realize this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. It comes down to our lifestyle choices. And one thing I like to teach and explain is that literally you can make that change. I mean, the body changes every single day. Each day, old cells die off, new cells form, and we get a brand new body about every year. So what kind of choices are you making? Are you making good ones or are you making not so good ones? Well, the good thing is you have the ability to make great ones. And on this show, we want to help you do that. More resources at the website as well. And don't forget our providers. We call them wellness providers. They're across the country and growing every single day. You can check out mywellnessproviders.com and find one in your area. All these lifestyle-based providers that believe the same way we do. Pretty exciting stuff. Check that out on the web. Right now, we're going to the phones and go to Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how's it going?
Man, I'm living well. What's up?
Good. Hey, I got a question for you. First of all, I appreciate you taking my call, and I love your show and the lifestyle you promote. I have a quick question here. I'm a mixed martial arts fighter. What that means is that I'm in a lot of close contact with people while I'm training, and I'm always sweating and that kind of thing. I deal with a lot of skin problems. I have eczema. I deal with cystic acne, and I also deal with folliculitis. None of these things are contagious to other people, but it's pretty embarrassing, and I have a hard time keeping, especially the folliculitis, down on my arms and on my shins. I use an antimicrobial soap before and after I practice, and that seems to keep it somewhat at bay, but it's still a problem. And I'm wondering if it's something I can add on dietarily that might help me with, you know, my sensitivity to bacteria that normal people aren't as sensitive to.
Couple things. Yeah, I mean, remember, even though you're rolling around on the mats and doing all that, the skin conditions mostly come from the inside out. So is your diet good? Do you eat pretty healthy? Why don't you tell me a little bit about that? Because let's talk about the inside of, you know, your internal environment. So breakfast, lunch, dinner, what does it look like on a normal basis?
Basically, what I do is I try to stick to mostly protein and dark leafy vegetables. Mm-hmm. So, say in the mornings, I'm sticking to primarily eggs, and between lunch and, you know, breakfast, I'm snacking on mixed nuts, some sort of a good vegetable or fruit. For lunch, I go to either chicken breast or beef or fish, any sort of main protein, and that's going to be the same for dinner. And I try to stick with broccoli, leafy vegetables like spinach, all to stay healthy and stay in shape and the right weight for my class. Supplement-wise, vitamins, I do take fish oil, CoQ10, magnesium, a couple of the B vitamins and vitamin D as well. So yeah, that's basically that.
Pretty good. I mean, you're right on with what you're doing. There's a couple of things you can do. Obviously, you don't want to do any dairy. You want to cut out all grains, but I think you already have, for the most part, from what I hear, right? Not a lot of bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it'll catch up to me quick.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. Fish oil is really good. Your omega-3 fats in oil form probably would be helpful, and probiotics would be helpful, too, at a higher dose. So getting the ones that are at least 2 or 3 billion per capsule from your health food store or wherever you want to get it could be really beneficial. The probiotics make a big difference in the gut, and they help get things kind of cleared up. So if there's any kind of yeast or fungal related thing going on in the gut, it can help clear up for the overall body. Now, the skin condition, does it only flare up when you're out sweating and all that, or is it still pretty bad if you're away from the physical activity?
No, you're right. It's absolutely when I'm sweating and when I'm what we call rolling in jiu-jitsu, so that it's basically submission wrestling. So when we're rolling, that's when I get it. And basically any skin that's exposed, like my arms or my legs when I'm in shorts. Sometimes I'll get it on my chest and back very minorly, but it's primarily on my forearms and on the fronts of my shins. Basically, I think that's where I have the most contact with other people's skin.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just do the best you can to protect your internal environment and keep the bacteria really healthy in the gut. And you know, you might want to get some, I know it gets hot and all that, but you might want to get some things you can cover up your arms when you do the practice. But I would really work on the internal environment. It's one of the best things you can do for folliculitis, you know, and for those type of skin conditions. is your internal environment, like I talk about, is really important for the outside. I mean, they both go hand in hand, and so keeping that. Now, enzymes are really good, too. They help break your foods down, and you know, protease and some of the others can be really, really helpful, even though you've got a good, healthy diet. And keeping your fat levels high, too, which you are. I mean, your healthy fats, almonds and healthy nuts and seeds like you're doing. But, yeah, I would keep that up. And as long as you're staying away from the sugars and the processed carbohydrates, that's going to help a lot just by keeping yeast and fungal-related issues out of the gut. And, of course, that could flare up the skin as well. But, yeah, I mean, that's my take on it. I'll tell you a couple of little tricks for the internal environment that can be helpful that you might want to look into. There are different herbs you can go to your health food store and talk to them about. One is black walnut, which is great. You have to use it for about 14 days on and 14 days off. And wormwood's another one. They both, you want to rotate them. And they do really well. They've been around forever. And they are just great as far as what they can do. So anyway, keep me posted and let me know how things go. You can always call me back here on the show. All right? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, go on the website. Check us out, asashow.com. Vegetarian diets, they say, can reduce the risk of heart disease. Are you a vegetarian or vegan? Well, you know, people think, well, are you for that? Of course I'm for that. I think it's great. There's nothing wrong with that at all. If you're not into meat, it's cool. There's plenty of other great foods to have. So those who shun meat have a 32% lower risk of hospitalization or death from heart disease, according to a new study from the University of Oxford in the United Kingdom. In the largest study ever conducted, they looked at data from 45,000 volunteers, and it was at a nutrition study from Oxford. This was 1990 to 2009. They looked at different lifestyle factors like alcohol intake, smoking, physical activity, and that sort of thing. 35% of these volunteers were vegetarian, and of course the study showed that there was a significant amount of reduction in deaths from those who ate more vegetarian. Now in this, it's interesting to know that people that ate fish and eggs were also a part of the study, and there was an increase in that. One meat that's actually really good, though, if you want to add one in, is bison. A lot of great info on that as well. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale, with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body.
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. Check us out on the web. Go to asashow.com. And also check us out on the web. If you're looking for a provider in your area, of course, we get calls and emails all the time. I just want to tell you, we've got a network of providers around the country that we're growing every single day called My Wellness Providers. And you can go to mywellnessproviders.com. These are all lifestyle-based providers that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. Pretty exciting. See people that are jumping on board, meeting doctors every single day that and healthcare professionals in all areas that really are on board to take care of you from a lifestyle perspective and teach you that the heart of a teacher is always important on how to go to the next level. Just check out the website or call the number here on the show. Now, whatever you're dealing with, I want you to realize this, that you can change. And so much of what we see, you know, there's so much in the media and so much on TV right now that, you know, people, I get questions all the time. Is this good for you? Is this supplement good? Or is this food good? Or should I exercise this way or not? And there's a lot of conflicting information. But most of the basics you will find in our company. I mean, what our goals is, especially here on the show, is to, and hopefully, to be a buffer for all that information. So you can kind of get the information all gathered together, and we sift through it and give you what really the truth is. It all comes down to basics. It all comes down to good old common sense. On this show, that's what it's all about. Common sense to apply to your life so you can go to the next level with your health. Let's go to Paula now on the phones. Hi, Paula.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm living well, darling. What's going on?
Well, let's go back a few years, and I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia.
Okay.
That has been horrific. I get that a little bit under control, and the arthritis starts. I've had a couple of units of blood for I'm anemic, and also I have very low D levels, which at one point I was taking 50,000 units a week, and now I'm down to 50,000 units every other week, and that does not include what's in my multivitamin. I had surgery on both wrists within the last, well, since before November, to have a ligament from my arm taken out and a arthritic bone in my thumb taken out, replaced with that ligament. So I've kind of had a rough patch here lately.
And so in that, I mean, have your doctors, what have they told you? Have you gone and seen them, and have they recommended anything to you?
Okay, I didn't tell you about the acid reflux. Okay, they thought that because of the that I was anemic, that I was losing blood. So they do a down the throat thing, and then they do a colonoscopy. Everything is okay looking that way. So they send me to the Mayo in Jacksonville, and they said that I had a sliding hernia that was looked irritated, or you know, and that could be where the blood was coming from. They didn't see any, but that could be. Other than that, no.
Okay. Well, you know, with fibromyalgia, it's an inflammatory condition. One of the main, well, there's a couple of main things that can cause it. One of the triggers for that is low serotonin levels. Have you ever taken any antidepressants? Have the doctors ever tried to put you on anything like that?
Right now, I'm on Lyrica, Effexor. I have to take a Xanax to sleep because I have a sleep disorder as well.
Okay.
I take a multivitamin. I take, I did hear you say the other night to up calcium, so I did get some liquid calcium the other night. And vitamin C, I'm sorry, vitamin C. And I take lecithin and a fish oil, iron tablet, and I think that's about it.
What is your height, weight, and age?
My weight is 145, my height is 5'4", and my age is 65.
Okay. So in this, you've been taking those medications, and you still hurt even though you're taking those meds, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So if pain is, the pain scale is 1 to 10, 10's really, really painful, 1's not so painful, what number are you?
Okay. All the time, I'm a 3. I mean, I ache all the time. On really bad days, like yesterday was a great day, and today's been bad. So today's been like maybe a 6.
Okay. Do you smoke or drink?
Pardon me?
Do you smoke or drink?
Do not smoke. I have a glass of wine occasionally. I've got just getting over laryngitis today, and that's why I sound a little raspy, but no,
that's
I don't smoke.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. Now, eating-wise, how's your diet overall? You don't seem to be really overweight that much, so your diet overall must be pretty decent. What is it, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what do you do typically?
I in October, I guess, I bought a NutriBlast. So I've been blasting once or twice a day. And with spinach, almonds, flaxseed, frozen fruits, that kind of thing.
Okay. So your foods, when you have meals, what do you have?
Pardon me?
When you eat a meal, what do you have?
I usually eat the right things, but my downfall is sugar. I do not get enough protein. I know that.
So what do you have for dinner? I need exact, I'm looking for exact meal. What did you have tonight for dinner?
Okay, tonight I had fish. I had a roll. I had a pickle, and I had some soy milk, and that was it.
Okay. So the soy milk's throwing off your hormones in a major way. That needs to go for sure. Any kind of wheat-based products, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, even pasteurized cow's milk for a period of time is going to raise inflammation throughout the body. So if you eat any of those foods on a regular basis, those may be ones that you might want to consider cutting out for a little while. Because what happens is when you eat inflammatory-based, an inflammatory condition that you're struggling with, fibromyalgia, and so the inflammation happens in the digestive tract and it kind of goes throughout the body. So when you start eliminating those kind of foods, it makes a huge impact in your overall health. But that's something that you might want to look at even, you know, kind of first and foremost. Because as you kind of go through this, creating a lifestyle plan, and the juicing and all that you're doing, the blending is fine. But you want to make sure you have a couple of, or at least 2 to 3 solid meals throughout the day that have lean quality proteins like your fish you were talking about, your low glycemic carbohydrates, your fruits or your vegetables, either one, and your healthy fats. Very important to get those healthy fats in when you've got an inflammatory condition like fibro. Now, serotonin can be helped quite a bit. The serotonin levels in the brain, there's things like 5-hydroxytryptophan, which you've got to check with your doctor on some of these based on some of the meds that you're taking. But that 5-HTP is really good. Vitamin B6, pyridoxine. But there's also pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is a good one as well. Helps a lot with brain chemistry. Your omega-3 fats and vitamin D are always a key as well. Get a blood test, too. I mean, that's a big piece. Getting that blood test done with your physician, find out if your numbers are between about 70 and 90. And as you do that, that's going to create a good environment, really. They found that fibromyalgia's got a strong link with vitamin D. Have you had those tested lately, vitamin D, by chance?
I'm going Monday and have them tested. I have them tested every 6 months, and Monday.
What was it the last time?
Pardon me?
What was the last number that you had done?
You know,
on vitamin
I don't have,
D.
Oh, but I'm thinking it. I'm thinking. Gosh, does 30 sound?
Yeah, that's the low end of the range. Yeah, 30s are kind of the bottom of the range, and 100 is the top end of the range. So you might want to just get the test done, and then you want to get the goal for vitamin D, especially with something like fibro or even somebody that deals with depression, you always want to keep the numbers of vitamin D up between about 70 to 90. It's a good range. It's a safe range because you're still within normal limits, and it makes a big difference in your overall health. So anyway, a couple things to think about. But diet is the key. It is the key. And a non-inflammatory diet for you is critical. And doing that on a daily basis. If you do a lot of the blending, like the NutriBlast that you were talking about, make sure that you keep everything raw and whole food based. And I would X out the soy milk. That is a big key. If you want to do any kind of milk, almond milk unsweetened is a great one. Of course, goat's milk raw is phenomenal, and even coconut milk is fine. But I would steer clear. Soy can affect the hormones too much, and it's really not worth it. Especially, you know, you're not old by any means. You're still a spring chicken. You just don't want things to be out of balance. You want to get things in balance as much as you can. Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. Check out the website. Go to asashow.com. And we'll be able to take your questions there by email if you'd like. We'll make it part of the show. Or we can answer anything you need. All the information, too. Latest news articles as well posted there. So you can go check that out. Anything I talk about in the show usually will be uploaded there as well. Now, in just a moment, we're going to go back to the phones, catch more of your calls, and realize this, 80% of the health challenges that we deal with today are diet and lifestyle related. So the good news is, if we make a dent in our lifestyle, we can change the way we do things, then we can make a huge impact in our overall health and lead by example to others. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Quote for the day comes from Robert Frost. He says, the world is full of willing people, some willing to work and the rest willing to let them. And it's true. Now, here's some health conditions, guys, that we should not ignore. And, of course, me being a guy, I'm one of them. Now, here, one thing that's challenging is all of us, I'm speaking to all of this gender right here. We're stubborn. We don't really think we ever need a doctor. And it's got to be a major crisis before we're ever going to ask for help. Right? We don't even ask for directions. We'll just figure it out. We'll drive around all day long. Figure out and not even know where we're going. I mean, before we had GPSs on our phones, who needed maps? We'll just figure it out, right? So when it comes to your health, what I found with guys is that, you know, unless it's a major crisis, we don't ask for help. We don't really do anything. We just figure out a way to make it happen and wait. And most guys that are married, you know, their wives end up having to, like, drag them into the doctor with, like, one arm hanging off and massive amounts of chest pain. Oh, yeah, by the way, might need to go see a doctor. So, guys, here's some things that we definitely should ignore. So if these things happen, please, I'm begging you, look at your doctor, go talk with your doctor, and at least get some kind of physical or checkup. I can't tell you how many people I talk to, guys especially, how long has it been since you've been to your doctor? Oh, you know, not that long, 6 years. I mean, really? And you're like 65 in your age. Not that that's old, but I mean, you're at the point where, you know, the car needs to be taken in for maintenance every now and then. Are you with me? So we've got to come to a place where we see these different kind of warning signs pop up, and we definitely want to go in and make sure the doc knows what's going on. So you know what's going on, and we protect you. So number one is chest pain. That's a big one. All right, chest pain, it of course, can be leading sign and symptom for a heart attack, but it could be caused by a different heart condition. You could have another type of heart issue like angina or a lung condition like pneumonia or pulmonary embolism or asthma. It might even be a gastrointestinal health condition like acid reflux or a stomach ulcer. But at the end of the day, you need to go see your doctor and get it evaluated so they can make that call. Bloody urine is another one. So it could be a definite cause for concern. Now, if you see blood in your urine, you might want to think about prostate cancer or even just an enlarged prostate. It could be cancer or stones in your bladder or kidney. Kidney disease or injury to the kidney can cause blood in there as well. Inflammation could cause the same. Again, your doctor can give you that call. Shortness of breath, that's a big one. It could be a number of things. It could be things like COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, bronchitis, emphysema, lung cancer, congestive heart failure. It could be a lot of those. It also could be anemia. Let's hope for the best on that one. Hair loss is a common concern for middle-aged men. Men recovering from major surgery or illness may have temporary loss of the hair. But, of course, it could be autoimmune disease like lupus. It could be infectious disease like syphilis, maybe even thyroid disease or ringworm. So, guys, if you start losing your hair, don't think it's just because grandma or grandpa passed it down to you. It could be part of another serious condition. Again, go get the blood work done and talk to your doctor. Goodness, fatigue is another big one. It's ongoing lack of energy and motivation. It could be things like, you know, due to stress, lack of sleep, physical exertion. You could have sleep apnea. You could have things like cancer, heart failure, potential, diabetes, arthritis, infections, kidney or liver disease. It could also issues like anemia, depression, sleep disorders. I mean, there's a host of issues that could be going on with this. So just want to make sure when you start getting these things, especially guys, these are major, major symptoms of something that could be going and underlying. And don't forget, 80% of the body breaks down before we ever experience our first symptom, which is interesting. So check it out. You're listening, by the way, to Healthy Talk Radio. Check us out on the web, asashow.com, 888-283-7272. We're talking about signs and symptoms, major symptoms, that if, guys, you see this or experience this, go see your doctor immediately. We're going through talking about chest pain, bloody urine, shortness of breath, hair loss, and fatigue. There's a couple of other ones. Dizziness is another big one. If you feel lightheaded, become unsteady on your feet, or experience a sensation that the room is spinning around you, you may have some issues like allergies or hypoglycemia, but it could involve some more serious conditions like heart disease, stroke, or overall shock. Excess of thirst is another one. Hyperglycemia, blood sugar issues, diabetes, heart failure, liver or kidneys. Are you seeing a trend here? Heart is in just about every one of these. Memory loss is another big one. Of course, it's more than just forgetting where you put your keys. It's a health condition characterized by a level of continued and unusual forgetfulness. Aging creates a certain low level amount of memory loss, but dramatic memory loss often indicates a disease at work. Alzheimer's disease, brain tumors, brain infections, brain damage, and depression, stroke, and even alcoholism. Vitamin deficiencies can also cause memory loss. That's actually probably one of the number one reasons for it. So make sure you get some kind of nutritional blood test to check it out. Vision problems are another one. So vision deteriorates as we grow older. That's pretty normal. But if you're experiencing something, some kind of eye disease like glaucoma, cataracts, diabetic neuropathy, or retinopathy rather, retinal detachment, which you see a lot of floaters in your eyes, a little black lines and specks, you might want to see your ophthalmologist. Could even be migraines and potentially a brain tumor. Bottom line, if you get a lot of visual problems, go see your doctor. Get it checked out. Guys, these are the ones that are big for us. These are all the big ones for guys. Get them checked out. If you start having any of these, one or more, and make sure you're okay. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to have producer Jay Patrick go tell one person something you learned on this show. And together, we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.